Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 12th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going?
Good, you?
Good, good. A little Happy New Year to you, sir.
To you also.
It's our first episode back. Don't worry, guys, we're actually planning a real episode. Let's have the news episode. We should be recording this week, and hopefully going to release next week, if everything goes right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It's a quote-unquote promise. Yeah. So... We'll do our best. We'll do our best, guys. All right. So, first up, let's start with events. And it's still kind of quiet on the events side. I'm thinking that whole minus 30 outside isn't going to help things. So, we've got the Elizabeth Beckley Masterclass, January 30th and 31st. Two-day event. Still a couple spots left. It is a full-day, eight-hour class on Saturday and Sunday. $70 US per day. That'll get you a miniature. And that'll get you training with a top-class, world-known painter. And day one is standard 20mm miniatures. And day two is focused specifically on chibis. So that should be pretty cool. And we're running out of time, folks, so if you want to sign up, better do it soon.
And just to be clear, it's a two-day event, but each day are independent, and you can register for only one if you want.
Absolutely. So there you go. And now on to the news. So, starting off with our non-crowdfunding news, as we always do. A couple of cool things this week, folks. So, first up, we have Warlord Games. They have launched a new line of miniatures called Savage Core. Now, this, I think, is going to be for a miniature game, but I don't know if it's been released yet. And I think it's kind of got a Journey to the Center of the Earth slash Savage Land, Land of the Lost type feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't find info about the game, so it's probably... upcoming.
Okay.
They have, what, three or four factions?
Yeah, they seem to.
Three factions right now, yeah.
They seem to have, like, Amazons, the apes.
And their Cro-Magnons.
Yes.
Or what they call the apes there? The simians. Simians,
yeah. So it looks pretty cool. I mean, the miniatures are kind of old-school looking. They're not bad old-school, like, you know, early 1990s Games Workshop old-school. They just have a kind of an older style to them. But I think they look pretty neat. Antoine is staring at the miniatures. I'm waiting for his response.
No, I'm looking at the blurb, and there's more faction coming. So Neanderthals, Jaguar tribes, and probably others too. So
that's a cool premise for a game. So I think it's going to be pretty neat. Next up, this is from... Well, I think we saw this on Beasts of War. Tabletop Art have launched some new pieces of terrain. And these are pretty cool for your Malifaux or other...
Batman.
Or Batman, your kind of urban, Victorian slash gothic urban. You know, it might help if I actually say what they were. So these are lampposts to accessorize your table with. And they look pretty neat.
Yeah.
I really, really like them. And you've got two sets, right? You've got, like, small lanterns and full-size lampposts.
Yeah, lanterns that could be put on walls or on fences or stuff like that.
Yeah. So a little bit of extra train to lighten up your board.
Yes.
Yeah, you see what I did there, right?
Yeah.
That was terrible. I won't do that again. Sorry.
Yeah. And they're not LED or anything. They're just lampposts. Pieces.
Yeah, don't get too excited, folks.
No.
But they're a nice accessory.
Yes.
Spellcrow. So Spellcrow, the company we spoke about before, known for their accessories and doodads, makers of the Goblin Bard, have now launched the Goblin with the Big Feather. Now, I don't know if that's actually the name of the model, folks, or if that's what Antoine put in the doc.
It's the name of the model.
Oh, awesome. He is totally... I guess he's a pirate? Is he a pirate king or something, maybe?
I think it's an adventurer. He's got a spear, a shield, and he even has a small... chess with him.
Yeah, that's true. He's a small, kind of gnarly looking goblin with a giant feather in his cap.
Yeah, the feather is pretty twice as big as him, or twice as tall as him. So it's the name is literal.
Well, you know, he's a goblin with a big feather. What more needs to be said?
It's cool. That needs to be said.
Yeah, that's true. It is totally cool. It's definitely worth painting. Next up, Mini Monsters, purveyors of fine resin terrain, have a medieval tavern they've launched. Now, if you go to their website, you're not going to see this, right?
Maybe teaser or something like that. But the website is not exactly friendly.
Ah, okay. Because we found it through their eBay link. And you've got some very nice pictures of the product. This is a classy piece of terrain, folks. $69 US, which isn't bad considering it's all resin. And it seems to be like the stories are removable, at mm-hmm. least from what I can see in the picture.
Yeah.
And the detail level's phenomenal. So this will spruce up any, you know, D&D board, Age of Sigmar, Warhammer Fantasy, Frostgrave, anything that can use a fantasy tavern, mm-hmm. war machine. This will do it.
I couldn't confirm if you can remove the stuff. However, the interior is not decorated. So even if you are able to remove, you'll have to do the decoration yourself.
Yeah, I can see the seams in the picture where the layers come off. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just for ease of transport too, which is nice.
Yeah, maybe.
So that was pretty cool looking. Highly recommend.
And it's a good price compared to other big scenario pieces like that. But what's Tabletop World? So a big tavern for what? Double or triple the price?
Yeah, yeah. For $69 US. I mean, admittedly, that's...
Sure, for Canadians right now, it's not good, but... Nothing is good right now.
Yeah, it's like 120, 100, 115 or so US. Like Canadian, I should say. Kind of brutal. Yeah, what can you do? And last but not least in this segment, we've got some Corvus Belli action going on here for Infinity. So they've released a 10th anniversary variant of Achilles. Now, for those that don't know, the AI in the Infinity universe kind of recreates a bunch of historical characters. And... Sun Tzu, you've got Joan of Arc.
Yeah,
exactly. And so this, you got Achilles. And he's, I hate to say, he's a pretty badass looking model.
Oh, yeah. And he's big compared to the earlier, the first edition of it.
Yeah. From what I'm reading in the blurb, he's got a stat boost too.
Yeah.
And he comes, I think there's two models in the set, or it's a two model set for the limited edition. They seem to have two different poses.
I think only the arms are swapped, if I read it right. Or it might be two completely different poses.
I think it's two different poses, looking at the it's tough to say, you know?
Yeah, the angle is not clear.
Yeah. And looking at the what the box comes with, though, it does contain two Achilles V2 hoplite armors, so I'm guessing you can build them both ways. Mm-hmm. You can have one of each. It is a nice-looking model, though. You know, I have to hand it Corvus Belli, even though I don't play Infinity, they make some great sculpts.
The sculpts are incredible. I would like to paint them, even if I don't play the game.
Yeah, and Angel's a fantastic painter, right? So.
Yeah. One thing I don't agree about that model is one of the variant is holding a Morat head, and they're my favorite faction in the game, so I don't agree with that part.
Let it be known, Antoine is in protest. All right. So moving on to our Kickstarter news. We got two things here. And one I know is going to be... Actually, both of these are going to be near and dear to Antoine's heart.
Absolutely.
So you've got Gobs of Heroes. So Gobs of Heroes is a Kickstarter project. It is closing on January 31st. It is for a two-person board game, expandable up to four people with extra tiles or a second starter set, where you play goblin adventurer hero types. And you fight off your opponent. Last man standing wins.
It's a game to go with miniatures we've talked about. There was an Indiegogo campaign last year, or
yeah,
I think last year, where they did like goblin themed superheroes, like
that's
the
right.
Human Torch, but as a goblin, Wolverine as a goblin,
and Spider-Man as a goblin. Yeah,
all those goblins, all those superhero goblins, will be usable in that game. So it's new sculpts, new models they're adding for the base sets, but you can add the other ones as add-ons, but they're all playable in the game. So more goblins, like there's a mafia gang, and they're cool. They're so cool. They're goblins, so they're cool by default.
Yeah. The miniatures do look to be quite high quality. The production, the game's production value, at least we can tell from Kickstarter, looks to be quite good.
Yeah.
Now, the project has funded, They have, like I said, 19 days to go. They were aiming for 30,000 euros. They're at 42,800 now. So even if some people decide to change their mind, it's still going to get funded by the looks of it. So if you got a thing for goblins like Antoine does, it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
And next up, how to pronounce this? The Cthu?
Cthu? Yeah, would like Cthulhu? Something like that. Yeah,
like Cthulhu, but without the Ulu. So the Cthu.
Yeah.
It's a Cthulhu Mythos-inspired relics faction. Now, relics, as you guys all know because you listen to us and we talk about them all the time, is produced by Tor Gaming, and it is a fantastic little game. And now you can add your favorite Elder God to the game. So this is also a Kickstarter. They wanted 4,000 British pounds. They're at 8,000 pounds with 21 days to go. So this ends on February 2nd, 2016. And there are lots of previews of models, and it looks pretty darn sexy, I have to say, if you're into the evil Elder God thing.
Yeah.
The cultist models look really cool. The Cthulhu warriors, like little mini Cthulhus, filled with love.
Yeah, right now it's only 3D renders that we see, but they look good. The only reason I'm not pledging for that is because I'm, like you mentioned, I'm not into Elder Gods. So
I thought
my money is on their last new faction, the Riddens, but those look really good for people who like more the horror team or are into tentacles or stuff like that. Or strange monsters, like there's a strange fly and a floating tentacle head in the star. So
I thought maybe it's because in the Kickstarter there's also a print art you can buy of
Riddens getting killed.
Yeah, killing Riddens. So I thought maybe that's why you were in protest.
Well, the Riddens are like kind of goblins like. So another reason not to be happy with it. The only reason, because nothing else in that Kickstarter is bad.
Yeah, no. It's Tor Gaming always does great stuff. You cannot complain with the quality of their game or their miniatures. And they're very interactive on Facebook with their customers. It's pretty awesome. Yes. So folks into Cthulhu, certainly check it out. Folks looking for a cool alternative skirmish game, worth checking out as well.
Yes. Especially that now they're working on their new second edition. So all the rules are free, so it's always a good time to jump in. But there will also be a new rebalance game with the new faction in mind too, coming soon. So.
And the original game was quite well balanced.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
And the streamlined, very streamlined rule set. Not Age of Sigmar streamlined, mind you.
No, for sure. Nothing else. Nothing is except the one-page rule books.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not. I'm not. Just want to be clear here before we get hate mail again. I'm not knocking on Age of Sigmar. If you have fun playing it, more power to you. The models are awesome. Yeah, what more needs to be said? Antoine's got a grin on his face here, folks. He's
nothing to add. Yeah.
Like your mom always said, right? If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Oh, no. I don't have anything against Age of Sigmar.
I know.
I would even like to replay it this year. So.
You know, this isn't actually news, but we're going to talk about this now anyway. There's actually a couple different comp packs I've been looking at for Age of Sigmar I want to try out. I have to admit, it irks me that I'm looking for third-party rules to add to a game so I can make it more playable by my standard.
Yeah, that's the only thing that bugs me right now.
But, I mean, the models. What can you say about the models? And if you've seen the new dwarves they're launching, the previews of that, I think those guys look pretty cool. They didn't make it into the news roundup because they're not officially launched yet, but
yeah,
I think they'll be there next week because there's some sick looking models coming out.
Yeah, the news are pretty light this week because there are so many previews right now, but we don't want to fill the news the real news with just previews items. So
yeah,
next
sure.
week we should have dwarves, or I don't know their new names.
Duarden? No.
Yeah, they renamed everything. So no, I cannot say that.
I don't. I should know this. I don't remember though.
Yeah.
I'm a bad gamer.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we'll have the right name next week.
Exactly. There we go. All right, folks. So I think that wraps up the news. Anything you want to say in closing, Antoine?
No. Happy New Year to everyone. Have fun. Play miniatures. Paint them. If you have anything you want us to share, send it your way or we.
Sounds good. All right, folks. So I guess that's it. See you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find
The Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.